We continue today in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin with lesson number 13. Today, we will learn the concluding Mishnah of the third Perek, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, and we will begin the fourth Perek, Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph. We learned yesterday about the simonim of behemos and chayos, of mammals, which are explicitly described in the Torah. And we also learned about the simonim of ofos, which are not specifically described in the Torah. Today, we will learn about the simonim for chagovim and dogim, for locusts and fish. And we begin with Mishnah Zayin uva chagovim. When it comes to locusts, grasshoppers, the following are the simonim of their tahara, meaning if the locusts have the following simonim, the following signs, then they qualify as being kosher to eat. Kol sheyesh lo arba raglayim, v'arba knofayim, v'karsulayim. If they have four legs and four wings, and karsulayim are two protrusions which look like legs, which are above, in other words, forward on the animal toward the head, from the forefeet near its neck. And when the animal wishes to jump, when the or from the earth, it kind of leans upon these four and uses them to spring forward. So those are called karsulayim. And as the pasuk says in Parshas Semini, achezeh tochlu mikol sheretz ha'ov haholech al arba, that we can eat from the flying insects, those which walk upon four legs, asher lo kroayim mima'al raglo, that have two hoppers above their feet, lenater bohem al ha'oret, which they use to jump from place to place. Uchenofov chofines rubo. There's a condition with the wings, and that is that the wings must cover the majority of the length of the body of the chagov, of the grasshopper. So these are the simonim of chagovim. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ushmo Chagov. Rabbi Yossi says there's another criterion, and that is it must be known as a chagov, as a locust. And this remains the halacha. When it comes to fish, the Torah spells out the simonim of dagim, of fish, namely that fish must have a snapir and a kaskeses, fins and scales. So the Mishnah says, uvadogim kol sheyesh lo snapir v'kaskeses. Any fish which has scales and fins is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shnei kaskasim usnapir echot. It must have at least two scales, even though the Torah spells it out in the singular. Kaskeses is a singular noun, but he reads it as if it would be spelled kaskasos, meaning scales in the plural, at least two, and at least one snapir. Ve'elu hein kaskasim, what are the kaskasim? Hakavuin bo, those are the scales which are affixed, as it were, which adhere to the outer skin of the fish. Usnapirim, what are the snapirin? Haporeach bohem. The fins seem to be that which the fish uses to swim with. In the Mishnah in Maseches Nida, Mishnah Perek Vov, Mishnah Tes, it becomes clear, interestingly, that kol sheyeshlo kaskeses yeshlo snapir. If a fish has scales, it has also fins. If it has fins, it does not necessarily have scales. So, if you find a fish which has scales, you can assume that it has fins as well. That ends the third perek. Beginning the fourth perek, a different subject entirely. The halacha is that if one shechts a pregnant animal, a pregnant cow, for example, and inside the cow there is a calf, an embryo, the shechita of the mother renders the fetus kosher too. So the calf can be eaten without shechita. Even though you cut open the animal afterwards and the calf is alive and bounces around and runs around the field, it can be eaten without shechita. The shechita of the mother is matir, renders permissible the ubor, the fetus in the womb of the mother which was shechted. Our Mishnah will consider a situation where the ubor, in the process of birth, before it was born, extended one of its limbs outside the channel of delivery and into the outer space of the world before the shechita was done upon the mother. So the Mishnah says, "Behemo hamekasho leled," a mother cow, for example, which is having a difficult delivery, and it's been decided, let's shech this animal so at least we have its meat. Vahotzi ha'ubor es yodo, and the ubor, the fetus, extended its hand outside the body of its mother, vehechzira, and then withdrew it back inside. Mutor ba'achila, the fetus is nevertheless, the animal, the mother was shechted. Mishnah is saying, mutor ba'achila, that the fetus is permissible to be eaten based upon the shechita of the mother, even though it was partially, quote, born, end quote, so to speak, because it did extend one of its limbs out of the mother's body. Now, the Gemara explains that the ubar is mutar ba'achila, because it can be eaten, because the ubar experienced, so to speak, the shechita of its mother. But the aver, the limb which protruded from the mother's body at one point, even though it was later withdrawn back into the body, cannot be eaten. The basis for this is a posuk in Parshas Mishpotim, which reads, "Uvosor basode terefa lo sochelu," that flesh which is found torn apart by another beast in the field cannot be eaten. Chazal understand this pasuk to mean that any meat which is outside of its mechitza, outside of its natural boundaries, in the field, so to speak, as opposed to in the barn, becomes osur. So here too, that limb which left its mechitza, it's left its container, which is the mother's body, even for a short time, cannot be eaten. The Mishnah continues, Hotzi es rosho, once the embryo extends its head, in other words, once the head comes out of the mother's body, the head is head coming out of the mother's body, that is considered birth. So hotzi es rosho, if the fetus pushed its head out of the mother's body, afal pi shehechziro, even though in the process of birthing the head withdrew back into the mother's body, hare ze ki yolud, it says, if the animal was born, and now, in order for that animal to be eaten, it must be shechted properly, it must have a shechita. Choteich min ha'ubor shebemeyeho mutor ba'achila, if a person amputates or cuts a piece of the ubor while the ubor is still in the mother's body. In other words, he extends his hand into the mother's body and cuts an aver, a limb, from the ubor inside, then shechts the mother. That aver is mutar ba'achila. It is not considered aver min hachai. Min hatchol umin hakloyos. If a person extends his hand into the body of an animal and removes from it the spleen or the kidneys, which that does not render the animal a trefa, missing a troll, missing parts of the kloyos are not does not render the animal a treifa. And then in such a, and then he shechts the mother, the containing animal, the animal from which he cut the tchol of the kloyos, aser ba'achila. The animal, the tchol and the kloyos remain aser ba'achila because it's eva min hachai. Zeh haklal, dover shegufo osur. If you cut an organ from the body of an animal, even though the organ remains inside the animal, but you cut it from its natural connection, and then shech the animal and then remove that piece remains also, that's Eivor min Hachai. However, she'ena gufa, if you cut something which is not the body of the animal itself, but rather you cut a piece of the fetus while it's still inside the animal, and it remains inside the animal, and then you shech the mother animal, mutar, it becomes mutar ba'achila with the shechita of the aim, that's not considered eiver min hachai. And so we have concluded the first mission of the fourth perek, and in the process have concluded lesson number 13.